times are you gonna do it? Twice?
I'm gonna do yoga twice a week, hot yoga twice a week, blended in with everything else I got going on, because it's good for all the rehab, right?
Yeah.
Good for all the injuries.
I try, but I just can't stay on it, man. Like, I'll do it once, I'll be like, okay, I'm going every Friday.
Right.
But then the next Friday, I'm like, nah.
I think it's because you truly want to play competitive sports for your workout.
Yeah.
I mean, you love playing your football out here. Yep. You love hooping. You love playing basketball back in the States. I think you just need that competitive edge. Just like whenever we do anything where somebody's going to be the winner, you turn this thing on. I don't care what it is. You're like, oh, there's going to be a winner?
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, we got a podcast going on. We got a podcast.
Ooh,
me and OC talking about what we're really talking about.
That's the Uprise music.
The Uprise got us motivated to work out.
Damn, Andy McKernish right here.
Man, Andy likes to always be in videos with his shirt off,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, man. He's
a shirt off guy?
He's ripped up.
Yeah.
You know, he does all that. He does all that stuff, man.
The ripped up dudes can't wait to take their shirt off in a video.
It's like, you know, people driving their cars. You
yeah.
know, you're showing off what you got.
So, I mean, if you got a tight car, you're not going to drive around with a cover on, are you?
You got to let it go. Got to let it go.
You don't keep a dope car in the garage.
Hey, man, hey, I want you to hear this girl, Iris.
Iris?
Quick, man. I want you to hear her voice. She's going to sing in Portuguese, man. She's all right. She's about to give it to you guys, all right?
Oh,
you ready? She sounds like an angel.
Oh, it sounds like an angel. It's an angel in my ear. There's an angel in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Okay, DJ.
I like that.
You're right. It was a little sweet. Hey, when I try to sing, I think I've said this before. You know, just trying to sing, and my daughter hears me, quickly shuts it down.
Stop. She just tells you to stop.
Oh, see, it's so quick. It hurts my feelings. It's like, Daddy, stop singing. You can't sing. Now I understand. Who else is singing in her ear?
Yeah.
So there is a disadvantage for your boy.
There is.
Anyways.
But here's the thing, though. You know, children are very honest. So the fact that she's telling you that means you should just probably not sing in
don't,
her ear.
I do not sing to her. It doesn't happen. Podcast is getting started a little late because we had the real greatness happening.
Mm.
My man OC was just doing a radio interview with Ed Balls.
Ed Balls is his name, man.
For your climbing of Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, man. Going on this climb pretty soon, J Bell. Going on this climb, man. I'm excited, but now the fear. The fear's starting to set in right now. You know? Like a week before, 2 weeks before, I was like, yeah. But, you know, now that it's getting close, I'm like, I don't know. But it's for a good cause, though, so.
I know. We talked about it the other day, and I must have had it on my mind because I woke up, and I was like.
Were you in a sweat? Were you sweating?
I think I had a little nervousness going on.
Scared for
me? And I think I was like, why am I? When that happens, I write a little, scribble a little note, right?
Okay.
I woke up, I was like, what in the world was I thinking? I was thinking about you in the grind, man. I mean, because look, this is serious, man.
Something happens to me on that mountain, it's a lot of careers affected.
There's a lot.
Hey, oh, so you better come down that mountain, bro.
You better come down that mountain. We need you at the bottom of this mountain. It's serious.
Whenever you tell me you're going to New York, in my head, I'm like, man, Jay, you better come back. You better not go out there that crazy, Jay Bell. There's a lot at stake over here.
You better get on that plane. They better let you back in this country. Don't do anything crazy. So, Ed Balls.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I know how much you love politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this going to be interesting? Is this going to go down? You going to get some intel?
It's going to be great. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have a real conversation with him on exactly how I'm going to take over the United States of Nigeria. He's going to give me a blow by blow. He's like, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do that. In the next 4 years, I will be president.
I'll tell you what, it's all about the information, right?
It's all about
the guidance, the information.
That's it.
That you couldn't be with somebody more appealing to your knowledge base.
Exactly.
Man, I'm excited, man. I am. I know you can't tell me anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm excited.
Can't tell you when we're leaving. Can't tell you none of that because, you know, there's some very important people on this thing. Not me, but there's some very important people, and, you know, they got to be protected.
So we gave a shout-out to Ed Balls because I know how, You're going to go hard. Mm-hmm. Try to get that intel.
Yep.
Who else is out there with you, man?
Okay. We got Shirley Ballas.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, from Strictly Come Dancing. Mm. She's dope. Anita Rennie. We got Danny Dyer. Dan Walker, my main man, Danny Walker. Now, Dan Walker, me and you, we did an interview with him on the BBC show.
Yeah.
So we know Dan. Alexander Armstrong. Jay Thirlwall and Leanne Pennock. These are the Little Mix girls.
Oh, yeah.
Little Mix girls. I know some of their songs, actually.
Yeah, I like Little Mix.
Yeah.
You know, I keep...
Listen,
I'm stuttering,
I know why.
I know the girl bands.
Of course you do.
I got history.
Do you like Little... You're not allowed to like Little Mix.
No, that's why you seem...
Yeah.
I just was saying...
You cut yourself off.
You get it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on trial and you're on that stand,
you
got to know when just to... Slow down.
You can't like Little Mix at all.
I'm just saying I appreciate understand.
No. You're not even allowed to appreciate them.
Got it.
They don't even exist to you.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You don't even know who Little Mix is.
Hey. As my lawyer says, OSI got me out of that quick.
When you're on the stand, you tell them you don't know who Little Mix is.
I don't know anything about anything. I do know this, my man.
Okay.
Red Nose Day is on Friday, March 15th.
Yep.
And you can donate online at comicrelief.com.
There it is.
They going to get my money.
Yep.
They going to get my money because I have a horse in the game, the baddest horse on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
OC.
There's never been another horse like me. Never. It's impossible. What is that, the clap? Is that the clap?
That's like it's so loud, it's deafening.
I remember that clap. That's the Jay Bell clap. That's the Jay Bell clap from when we did where was that thing? Where was it? Was it in Leicester Square that we did the event and they had security holding you? That's the Jay Bell clap. The J-Bell. That's it right there. I know that one.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, man. What we got today,
I tell you what, man. I'm excited for you. How's the training been coming for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been going good,
You still same training habits. Everything's good.
Everything. Matter of fact, I got a game to go play right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'll be ready.
Straight into it. Man, what do you want to start with, man? Mm-hmm. I got a quick question.
Okay.
There's football being played right now.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? And, you know, like, they're doing a good job of selling this AAF thing. They are doing a tremendous job of selling it because I didn't think it was going to work.
Really?
You know, I mean, I know who's involved.
Yeah.
You know, we know Ebersol.
Yeah. He's got his name. His son's involved. Exactly. Charlie, right?
Charlie. So, and you're okay. There's some traction here, but... Man, like, after the Super Bowl, after the season we just had, you want to go back into more football?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. But people are watching. People are watching. They just had a big investor come in with, like, $200 million
or something, right?
Like, it's crazy.
This is why I like it. We mentioned Ebersol. Bill Polian's involved, mm-hmm. right? And you have a ton of other real football minds respected in the game. Is I think that... You need a spring league, and you need to build up enough equity as far as with the fans that the NFL says we need to be involved with this also, because positions like offensive line, your second and third quarterbacks, they need reps. They need to be on the field. I think that this helps clean up the game as far as the back half of your roster.
That actually makes sense.
The big problem in the NFL is now is that your back half of your roster doesn't have enough reps to enhance their skills.
To develop. Yeah, and if they play now, it's not like, you know, when they get to the season, if they're the back half, they're not playing a whole bunch of football.
There you go. As long as they battle through training camp, as long as there's an understanding that these guys got a high volume on their legs, but in the season, these guys are ready. If you got to throw them in, that makes sense to me.
Ain't no understanding, bro. You know those coaches. Those coaches aren't understanding of the back half of the roster.
Okay, you're right.
You better go out there like
a
scalded dog.
I know, you're so right. But it does take a different mentality because you have to adjust because of the way the collective bargaining agreement is and the way and how many hours and stuff you can practice. I just think it's going to take somebody who thinks outside the box and says, especially for the offensive line. Yeah. I'm really big on that because offensive line play is shaky, man.
Yeah.
Those big dudes aren't doing the same thing in college that they have to do in the pros, mm-hmm. but in this AAF, they are. Maybe they're a better product. And, you know, those guys, I mean, you know, those guys play 10-plus years.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a 6'8 dude that can move around.
It's tough.
I mean, 6'8, I'm being quite dramatic there.
6'6.
6'6, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So, you were mentioning something to me earlier. Okay. Let's talk about some British royalty I didn't know about.
Okay. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account.
21 Savage, a very, very popular rapper who I thought was from Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
I thought he was an ATLian. was almost deported?
Yeah. Apparently he's a Brit.
Apparently he's a Brit.
He's a Brit. Straight British. And the funny thing is, right? The funny thing is, they've unearthed this interview that they did with his mother a couple of years ago. Like, 21 Savage was popping already.
Yeah.
They interviewed this guy's mother, and she sounded like she was from, like, Manchester. Straight up.
And nobody, no alarm
nobody
goes.
Nobody put two and two together. Wow. Nobody put two and two together. And when I saw that, I was like, hold on. So this woman did a live interview with an accent like this, and nobody said anything?
Nobody's like,
this guy might be a Brit.
Yeah.
I was born here. Uh-huh. I'm Nigerian. Yep. But I speak with American accent. If you ask me where I'm from, I tell you straight up, Nigeria.
No doubt.
You
always have,
I mean?
Always will.
Straight up.
Yep.
I don't understand this whole, like, you could have said you was, you know, in a song he's like born and raised in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you weren't born and raised there.
And what's fascinating, what I'm learning, especially coming over here, the rap, hip hop coming out of this country.
Yeah.
It's getting fresh.
Yeah.
I like what's cracking.
It's dope.
I like it. I mean, I like the movement. I like the sound. I just...
It got created a whole persona about being from the streets of Atlanta.
He had me fooled.
Everybody. Me. The entire world was... So when I heard it, it was like, wait, what? You're from... And he... It's just beyond belief, man. These rappers, I'm telling you, like, not to me. I gotta be honest with you.
Please,
I gotta be honest.
My mouth is stuck
yeah,
open.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you.
What?
Now, if you've ever tried to rap before,
right?
You'll understand that it is a very difficult thing to do. It's not easy.
No.
Like, it is not an easy thing to do.
No.
So whenever I would see somebody who was supposedly a gangster that could rap, to me, I was like. Like, you have to practice. So when was you a gang?
Yeah.
Like, when
I
were you gangbanging?
Gangster was a full time
yeah,
job.
A full-time
You're
job.
Always watching your back. You got the enemy.
Yeah.
You got the law enforcement. When do you have time to rap?
Explain to me when you have time to learn the skills like that. And then all of a sudden you're dope on the mic and you're a gangster. You shooting people and you selling drugs. When?
Yeah.
You, when?
You're not good at something.
Make no sense. So all these rappers
are bad gangster.
They are terrible, terrible gangster. These guys are pretending, J-Bell.
They are pretending.
They're pretending, man.
They're pretending. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's acting.
Yeah.
It's acting. It's building a persona. And you know, there's a lot of actors that get in trouble trying to build a persona.
Yeah, absolutely. Big trouble.
What just happened recently?
With who?
With my man, Liam Neeson.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now that we're talking about actors.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I didn't, that was not, even that segued like that?
Yeah.
That wasn't on purpose.
That wasn't on purpose.
No.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, the man apparently, I think one of his friends got raped by a...
It wasn't his sister, it was a friend. Right?
I think it was a friend of his got raped by... a quote-unquote black man.
Right.
And so he decided he was going to walk around the streets looking for the first black man. And so he can kill them.
Yeah. No, we're not laughing about...
We're laughing at the absurdity of this man's thought process. Like, what...
this is when promoting a movie or building a persona, as 21 Savage is doing, goes wrong.
Horribly wrong.
Because in today's age of political, I don't want to say correctness, but awareness.
Yeah.
See, I would say our advantage, especially in America, in being black, we always had to be aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to adjust. Now everybody has to adjust.
Yeah.
Now everybody has to be aware.
To be aware.
You knew if you went from one neighborhood and you went to a college in another place, you needed to immediately know this is how you do things here. This is how you say things here, right?
Yeah.
You had to be the one. Now that's coming. Now that's becoming a positive because we understand that.
Yeah.
But my man, Liam. Can I call him Liam?
You can call him Liam.
Okay.
He's not a friend, but
yeah, I just want to approach it like that.
Yeah.
All he needed to do was say that story and leave out specifics.
Yeah.
Because I understand if something happened to me and I was in that situation, I understand anger.
Yeah.
I understand revenge.
Yeah.
I understand all those things. But in today's day and age, there's something in your brain, a governor of some sort, that goes, oh my goodness, I'm going over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Slow down. Think about what I'm going to say. Don't try to just promote a movie and say things that could truly damage something as serious as he's talking about.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw this this British footballer. I think his name is John Barnes.
Oh,
his name is John Barnes.
Can I tell you something before you go?
Go ahead.
When I first got here,
first
ever came out here, everybody used to be like, hey, you look like this guy named John Barnes. And I was like, who is this guy? Anyway, so go ahead.
So he said that he applauds Liam Neeson.
I take that back. I do not look like John Barnes.
But he had some fairly interesting points. He was like, okay, at least the man was honest.
Yes.
About his thoughts. No. And, you know, he thought about it and he was like, okay, it was wrong. Mm-hmm. But at least he was honest and open about the way he was thinking back then.
Yeah.
And you got all these people celebrating Winston Churchill.
Yep.
And, you know, they got statues of Winston and all these things. And Winston Churchill was an open white supremacist.
Yes.
Was openly talking about doing some very, very bad things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, oh, this was the age and that was the age or whatever. We're talking about Liam Neeson. I don't know how many, 20, 30 years ago?
Right.
So the age might have been, so I understand that point of view, but regardless, that for him to come out and say that in this day and age is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's the point, I totally understand. I understand most people's point of view.
Yeah.
I actually try to start from another person's point of view. All that being said, I just was like, it made me think of personally, I was like, hey, before you speak, make sure you go through why you're saying what you're saying as far as specifics are concerned.
Makes sense.
Can talk conceptually or this happened and I was this, but when you start to dig into specifics, you know, you're on that stand.
You get in big trouble.
And people can have an opinion.
Yeah.
And if you don't give yourself a little wiggle room, just like I'm doing now, you could fall off a cliff very fast.
Ooh, I'm about to fall off a cliff right now, J. Bell. I'm about to fall off a cliff.
Where are you taking us? Where are you taking us?
Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, you know what, though? We're just not talking about it because there's some actual news to this.
Yeah.
This is real NFL football important news.
So Colin Kaepernick settled.
Yes, he did.
With the NFL.
Yes, he did.
The lawsuits.
Yep.
And I'm going to let you go first because I'm going to need about 5 minutes to really talk my way through this, what I have to say here, because it's going to get a little tricky. It's going to get a little tricky.
I think you should go first.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first, and then I will, when you're done, say what I think.
Okay. So Colin Kaepernick settled with the NFL, right?
Correct.
He had sued the NFL. And, you know, now there's a settlement. He got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows the numbers, but
Obviously, you don't want.
Yeah, you're not gonna. Nobody knows the numbers. Right. Supposedly, it's got to be a ton of money. Now, I'm gonna give you credit. I'm gonna give you a lot of credit because many months ago, mm-hmm. I was still thinking he was gonna play in the NFL. You were like, he's gonna settle. Mm-hmm. You said that. I was like, oh. I didn't see it happen. I was like, no, he's going to play. Blah, blah. You're like, nah, it's going to be a settlement going on. You call that. And here's my problem, Jason. Here's my problem. And they're going to come for me. They're definitely going to come for me.
You better be high up that mountain.
They're going to come for me. But here's my problem, Jason.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick, to me, mm-hmm. obviously, when you sue, you're suing to win. You know, you're not suing to, you know, just for your health. You understand what I'm trying
to say?
There's
a purpose.
Yeah, there's a purpose for it.
There's a purpose.
I have been steadfast in my support of Colin Kaepernick.
Very.
Steadfast.
Very.
And I've done this at my own peril because I'm an employee for the NFL.
Very. You have stood
strong. You understand what I'm trying
yes.
to say?
No, I've witnessed it.
I went so far as to say Colin Kaepernick is going to be remembered like a Muhammad Ali or a Rosa Parks because I believe, Jason, we both know what it is to be making millions of dollars.
Yes.
And you sacrifice that and you're no longer able to do some, like that was an incredibly brave thing to do.
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah, you're putting your livelihood on the line. For real.
Yes, you're doing that.
Yeah, no
doubt. And so you almost martyred yourself. Not really martyred yourself, but you put yourself. You martyred yourself.
Yeah.
You have put yourself on a level of exaltation to me that you're beyond reproach
yeah.
when you do something like that.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though, Jason. Mm-hmm. Greatness mm-hmm. comes from true sacrifice.
Okay.
Greatness. Now, you can be born into wealth.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you great. You just have money.
Yeah.
You know?
Money
you could be born, you know, into royalty. That doesn't make you great. You just born into it. Greatness, true greatness, mm-hmm. comes from actual sacrifice.
Okay. Agreed.
No question about that.
Agreed.
Now, if this man mm-hmm. gets paid, mm-hmm. if this man gets paid, all the money he lost plus future earnings. Mm-hmm. If he recoups all that money, mm-hmm. what has he sacrificed?
Okay.
We played in the NFL, mm-hmm. right? If somebody gave, say, okay, you don't have to play for 2 years, but we're going to pay you anyway. Mm-hmm. Have you really sacrificed? Or did you gain from the wear and tear and all that stuff that, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So to me, if the money being paid to this man doesn't go to charity.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If this goes straight into his pockets.
Okay. Now you're on to something.
Yeah. If his money goes straight into his pockets.
Yes.
Then there's a little luster that it's just, a lot of people are going to say, oh no, and all this stuff. I get that, but to me, there's just something a little off about this whole. It's not sitting quite well, and I'm not in his shoes. You understand what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. No question, it was an incredibly brave thing for him to step out there and do. But if you're recouping everything that you lost, there's literally thousands of people in America right now mm-hmm. protesting on the streets, stop killing black people, stop doing all these things, and they're not.
I see the process.
It's just not. I'm not saying he shouldn't have settled, but something is just not sitting right with me about this, man, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, Jason.
So. Okay, keep going if you got me.
No. Okay. You go.
So what you just did is, I'm glad you went first because you kind of framed something I was kind of thinking, but you
yeah.
gave me enough fuel to make this narrative.
Okay.
The story is not done.
Yes.
And that's the hard part. It's not done. And you're right. He can still be on that level
mm-hmm.
of the Muhammad Ali's. Now, if you remember about Ali, people didn't really love him.
Yes.
Until he couldn't talk anymore.
Okay. But Jason, Ali sacrificed 5 years of his career.
I know, but the
5 years. No, there's
no. He got heat.
There was no, hey, we're going to pay you for it. There was no none of that. The government, he said, I'm not going to fight no Viet Cong.
Right.
5 years in his prime,
right. Gone. Yes.
Never got back.
There probably will never be another Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
So let's. I don't want to compare, but
right. When
you first said he can be at that level,
yes,
he can. And this is why, I don't know, but back into your conversation is, we don't know the end of this.
Yes.
But I'll say this. All right. Not to get into settlement and why, because you know I love all that too. One thing he has done is he's changed the awareness. He's changed the conversation. The Players Coalition, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, other people, and I mentioned those two because they're two different races.
Yeah.
Okay. It is happening. Players are doing more.
Yes.
Got to give them that.
100%.
Okay. If you are going to be an activist, if you are going to be a person that promotes change, and you are going to dedicate your life to this, how much more effective would you be able to be if you didn't have to work? Okay, let me finish this one thing because you okay. So, because now if Colin is financially and he was already financially secure, okay. But now what you said, and I didn't think about this: how much is he going to donate? How much good is he going to do with this money? Case in point. Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation. He says, even though everything he did in building Microsoft, what they are doing is more important than anything they've ever done. This is what they've said.
Yes.
With their money and that foundation, the passion he has for that. That's why he stepped away from Microsoft and other reasons. But that is what he's doing with his resources. And you only have time like that when you have billions of dollars and you can go do that. So there's positive income that comes. The story's not written. But if Colin takes the platform, the narrative that he started, the awareness that he started, finances now that he's gained, and he continues to have an effect for the next 30, 40 years, then it worked out. Mm. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear you. I definitely hear you, and you're correct.
I do not know.
You're correct.
I do not know.
You are correct.
And I hear what you're saying.
I don't know. Something about that. It's just. I can't quite put my finger in it, Jason. I can't put my finger on it. I can't. But it's just. It's a non-disclosure agreement. You can't talk about this.
That's not Collins. That is not. Because of Colin. That is what corporations do.
Period.
Right. Because the NFL don't want people knowing what kind of checks they write.
Period.
I don't think the numbers are that big as people saying, though.
Well, maybe they are, maybe they're not. But listen, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. You understand what I mean? Because, like I said, I work for the NFL. Like, I'm literally getting paid from the NFL.
We're just having a conversation.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
We're just having a conversation.
Not being a hypocrite.
This is just a conversation.
But, you know, I've said the things I've said in support of him in support of the movements. You understand what I'm trying to say? I've said all those things. And a bunch of other people have said all those things too. Mm-hmm. So if we're all getting, if everybody's still getting paid by the NFL, then what are we really doing?
I still think, I mean, all I can speak on is our behalf. We can say whatever we want to say.
Okay? Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, we're still here.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, we're still here.
Yeah.
So there's nobody's looking at me as a...
Oh, got it.
You understand? Nobody's looking at me as a, this guy's a renegade. This guy's, you know, fighting for the cause. Nobody's looking at, say, you guys are fighting for the cause, even though we're saying the things that we're saying and we're doing the things that we're doing.
That gives us more of an incentive and a platform for people to actually listen to us and what we're saying because we are.
Yeah.
We objectively are on the side. We're not on anybody's side. What I'm saying is we understand from our perspective, we always talk about the positives of football in the NFL.
Yeah.
The things I've done in life, the decisions I've made, what I do in my business now.
Yeah.
I mean, all this so many of these lessons come from football. Yeah. The way I understand high-level business came because in my early 20s, I was working for a billion-dollar organization.
Yeah.
You think if you can go tap into that and start to see how those things work, I mean, you're learning so much about business. I don't have a problem. But this is why I think when outsiders try to attack the NFL,
mm-hmm.
it's just like what you said recently about, you know, the Grammys. And you were like, well, go protest your own thing.
Yeah.
You know, go, yeah. you know, don't come in this industry talking about this when you can go shake your own tree.
Yeah.
So we are not being hypocrites because we are questioning stuff we believe in.
Yeah.
I think.
It's interesting, man. When the story is over, then
yeah.
we'll have more information.
I mean, it's you're right. It's ongoing. It's interesting.
Yeah.
NFL Combine's coming up.
Yes, sir.
We both didn't go to the Combine.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't invited.
I just found that
you
out.
You were invited, weren't you?
I was,
but you were injured.
I was hurt. Yeah.
They didn't invite me, man. They didn't think I was worthy.
You went in the second round.
Yeah.
How does a second rounder not get invited to the NFL Combine?
Let me tell you what happened. So we have pro days.
Yep.
Right?
I had that too.
And the pro day is after the combine. So Terrell Suggs led the nation in sacks. He had 20.
Mm-hmm.
I was second.
Arizona State.
Yeah. I was second. Like, second in the country in sacks. I'm talking about like a D1. I had 16. A D1 schedule.
Right.
So for me to have not been invited was...
It's ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
I'm talking about we're playing Nebraska, Miami, Mississippi, big schools.
Yeah.
And I'm killing them.
You're beasting people.
Killing them. So that was just an oversight. So, you know, I didn't get invited. I was actually, I got to tell you this crazy story.
Tell me.
I was actually, you know, I had got an agent and I was in New Jersey training at this school, Parisi School of Speed and Fitness or whatever. And I was training. When I didn't get invited to the combine, my agent said I had to go home.
Because now he's paying for you
to be there.
He's not going to recoup his funds.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't think you're going to get drafted.
Exactly.
Crazy.
I went home. Went to my younger brother's high school, and I started training myself. I was literally timing myself in the 40, timing myself
in the.
I swear to God.
Stop this.
I swear. I was literally doing all these stuff. All the drills, everything. I was doing them myself. No trainer. No, nothing. Straight handheld. And
I'm in shock.
Yeah, this happened. This actually happened, bro. So I did all that, come to the pro day, and obviously there was quite a few teams there at the pro day because I don't...
You had 16 sacks.
Yeah, they were like, let's go see what's going on here. And so come to pro day, I got on, we're on grass. I bust out like a 4.58.
At that size,
at
that is flying.
280 pounds, you understand? Jumped like a 36, did the bit, like, killed it. And right after that, I now had to go on 12 straight visits.
To the teams. Oh, that's
like
big.
Like, right after. So I was going from team to team. I didn't go home for, like, almost 3 weeks. Team to team. Because they now had to gather
they had to catch up
their information because I wasn't at the combine.
So I need everybody listening to understand this, okay? These drills OC's talking about is literally you're signing your check.
Yeah.
Everything is about evaluating. Do you have the measurables to be good against pros? Because you're playing in college. Now you're going against pros. You have to have the measurables. This is how they make a safe pick.
Yeah.
Now, all these people got these professional trainers. They're learning all the tips and tricks to these drills. I mean, it's a big industry now. It's huge. The fact that you had to do this yourself, time yourself, nobody videotaping you,
None of that.
You go out there and hash out numbers like that is psycho.
Yeah. It's called hunger, Jason. Like, for real. Like, it's literally called, like,
doesn't happen.
I didn't have no option in my head. Like, there was no...
I don't feel sorry for myself.
No option. This is just what I had to do.
You know, it's funny. Okay, it's not funny, but I know how your brain works. I know how you work. I know you grind. But okay, we've told the story about you getting a scholarship.
Yeah.
Boom. You go have a successful career. That happens.
Yeah.
Now, all people know is OC was drafted in the second round, wins two Super Bowls, Pro Bowls, Ring of Honor for the New York Giants.
Yeah.
If from an outside-in perspective, you have always been elite. But that is not the story.
That's not what happened.
That isn't even close to the story. Because to come out and to be behind the eight ball like that as far as training, that's crazy.
Jason, like honestly, I know about your whole underdog thing, but underdog, bro.
This is more underdog than I have.
Yeah.
Because I got hurt.
Yeah.
And I had an agent that I was supposed to be probably a second rounder. I was probably sixth corner in the nation my junior year, 4-6, preferably first, second round guy. Mm. Get hurt, miss a year, come back. But that agent didn't quit on me.
Right.
He still believed in me.
Yeah.
He's Willie McGinnis's agent. Long Beach guy. He had to take care of me. So he paid for all that stuff.
Wow.
And it was a big bet, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
it
can
is.
You? But nobody quit on me. Like, that would have been tough. If you would have just cut off my funding for my training.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't too expensive. I went back to my high school guy, but he had trained. They pay him to train a bunch of pros because Long Beach Poly, all the guys come out of there. But he still needed to be compensated.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine him saying, "You're not going to pay for this. Yeah. You're going to have to now teach yourself." The most important day of my life, now I got to go train myself in these drills. I wouldn't be in the league, bro. Yeah. The only reason I made it in Dallas is because I ran a fast 40. And they were like, "Let's take another look at Jay Bell. Man, he might be all right." Yo, this is nuts.
Crazy story. Crazy.
This is nuts. I tell you what, man. We had other stuff to talk about, but that was
a long conversation. This is a long podcast, man. How long is this podcast, Simon?
38 minutes.
Oh, we gonna give them more than they need. They asked for more, man. Real quick thing.
You got to give the people what they want.
Real quick thing. Do you think Gronk's gonna retire?
No.
Okay. I don't either.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think he's gonna test his body. It's gonna deep into the. He's going to see how he feels getting close to training camp. And you know what happens? You get that, ooh, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
He came out, he said, oh, he wants to win another Super Bowl. I got to be honest with you, man. All these Super Bowl things, I want more Super Bowls, is ridiculous to me. Because after you've won one, everything else is just, it's all on a sliding scale down. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Like, you have to be, okay, I won a Super Bowl, and then that's it. Whether you win one, whether you win eight, none of that means, I mean, come on, man. Come on. Don't say, oh, I want more money. Come out and say that. That's cool. I'm
You're
okay
all right
with that.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
I accept
that.
Say, oh, I want more money. I just want to go out there and win another Super Bowl. You are full of it, man. Absolutely full of it, man. Get out of here.
Todd Gurley. Supposedly playing with this injured knee, was he tripping? Should he have been on the field?
You got to be on the field. I mean, like, you don't want to hurt your football team.
Right.
But if you feel like you can help your football team, I mean.
He obviously hurt him.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, because they put in Anderson, and it's not like Anderson was, you know, galloping in the Super Bowl and all this stuff.
Yep.
Man, Jason, man, it's just, you know. You the feeling of letting your brothers down.
I know.
That feeling right there.
I know.
Like, think about the things you had to play with.
I know.
You went out there with a broken.
I know.
Your arm was broke, bro. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I'm just talking. I literally.
Your arm broken.
Listening to you, I was like, I don't even. It's not even a question.
Yeah,
I'm on the field.
You're on the field.
Yeah,
you're going to go
I mean,
out there and play.
You know what? I don't even. Yeah. You checked me on that one.
So
we're going a little longer because I think we're going to do podcasts every 2 weeks. What do you think?
Okay, let's see how that goes.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Just because, you know, go a little longer, not every week, every 2 weeks.
They miss you.
Go a little, you know. We got travel schedules, but we'll make it happen. You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, so we're going to get into the questions. OCJ Bell, ask us, you know, hashtag, you know the deal. Greg Forbes, you always got to listen to a guy whose last name is Forbes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Let me turn my mic up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, release the damn music, OC!
The music, let me tell you what.
That's what he said.
I'm giving you a date right now.
Ooh.
March 11th.
March 11th.
First single drops on March 11th.
Ooh.
And the video premiere. On Conzilla, 46 million people watching the uprise. March 11th is the day, I'm telling you right now.
I love it.
First single comes out March 11th.
It.
First video comes out March 11th. Uprise. We're uprising, man.
Oh, I love
Just
it.
Just so you know.
I love it. Simon wrote that down.
March 11th, man.
You know he wrote that down.
March
11th. I seen him over there.
Let's do it.
Danielle. Oh, this is a good one. And you are going to give her a very good answer.
Okay.
Okay. What is my next binge on Netflix or Prime? Wanna hashtag Netflix and chill, guys.
Uh-oh. That Netflix and chill is serious now.
That thing is serious. But OC is the guy to ask on this. He leads me the right direction. I've actually followed him in all of my binge watching experiences.
Okay, so if you haven't watched House of Cards already, don't watch the last season of House of Cards. It was trash. If you haven't watched that already.
Yeah, start from the jump.
I think, The Sinner.
I haven't watched that.
The Sinner is really, really good.
I haven't watched
good.
That. Okay.
Yeah. The Sinner is really good. You can check out seasons one and season two.
Okay.
What else?
I mean, if you haven't done Narcos, would you suggest that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Narcos. You haven't done that.
100%. You want to do the, what's it called?
I need to write this.
What's this
down.
Thing called? Hold on 1 second. Greenleaf. Greenleaf is a good one.
See? I'm telling you, OC got the answers on this.
Greenleaf is a good one.
So Greenleaf.
There's a French one called Call My Agent. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. The Killing. Killing is a little bit older, but The Killing is dope. It's seasons one. It's got four seasons. That's like one of my favorite series.
I
so,
like it.
Yeah, you can check all those out. Those are really good.
Oh, that's dope. See, You had the answer. We got lots of shout-outs for you, OC, for Kilimanjaro, of course, for Comic Relief. So that's love. We got Joanne Cumberpatch.
Mm.
Okay. Stay safe. Have fun. A great crowd to go with.
Yeah, that should be cool, man.
Yep.
Cumberpatch.
Yeah. Blue Drew. I hope you ain't Blue Drew, but that's my favorite color, so we'll go with that.
Okay.
OC, you're gonna sack Kilimanjaro.
Yes, I'm gonna attempt to. Speaking of, Simon, I need to ask you a question. Okay, I'm gonna spell out a word, right? I want you to tell me how to pronounce it, okay? You ready? B A S T I L L E. It's like a French how do you pronounce that
Bastille
word?
Day?
Bastille.
Bastille.
Bastille. Oh, okay, cool.
Bastille.
Because, you know, Pastille is spelled the exact same way, but with a P. So they're looking at me like I'm crazy for, you know. And I knew, I was like, why was I calling that Pastille? Because Bastille is spelled the exact same way with a P. So, you know, just so you know.
Oh,
just so you know.
Gosh.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Melissa says, what a guy. Talking about you. Dean Francis, good luck, OC. Lead the way. And DC. DCDC. Where's J Bell?
I'm going to bring a little cutout. I'm going to bring a little cutout of J Bell. So I'm going to make sure I have J Bell with me at all times. I'm going to have a t-shirt. Where's J Bell? Where's J Bell at?
You have started a movement. 484 reviews on Apple Podcasts, the Jason and OC podcast. Still. 5 stars.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Allie Lou 23. Didn't do podcasts before this. The dog is over the moon as his walks are longer now. So his dog's going on longer walks because of us. So the dog loves us. Oh, this is true. It's like being at the pub with my mates.
That's
love
what it's all about, man.
We want the feel of sitting here. If we were at the pub, what would I have?
A red wine in the pub. Everybody has to be drinking beer. J-Bell would be like, can I see a red wine list, please? They'll be like, what are you talking about? We're in the pub, Jason. Yeah, I know we're in the pub, but can I just, I know you got a red wine list under there somewhere.
Gosh.
This guy here, bro.
He's so right. I'm so weak. Can I keep going, Simon? All right, last one. DC Meadows, listening for the first time and now working my way backwards through the season. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, gentlemen. Man, that means a lot.
That's what's up, man.
You know?
We love you guys. We love you guys.
Keep subscribing, all the stuff. Tell your friends. Man, we just got some real intel. We know when Uprise Music is dropping. That is official. All right, my brother. I'll miss you.
No, man, I'm going to miss you too, bro. But don't worry, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Cracking. All right.
I've seen so many girls, but never seen nobody like you. Been so many places and seen so many faces, but I never thought I'd find someone like you. Mamacita, señorita, I never leave her, cause I need her. Mamacita, Angelina, you deserve a trophy, cause you're a winner. I don't want to know lie, you see, you're a blessing in disguise to me.